going like gangbusters up here. It's
you
great.
Need that up there?
Oh, yeah. Stock market always goes up here.
Well, what's your take on what happened at the Derby? I know you're happy for Big Brown, but you really feel for Abe Bates.
Very happy for Big Brown, or Big Mexican, as his official name is. It was a great victory for him, but obviously a tough deal for Abe Bells.
Yeah, that was sad.
It was very sad. I watched the entire Derby coverage with Charlton Heston and John Ritter, and they're towards the end with Abe Bells.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So she made it up in time for the end of the NBC broadcast.
She caught the end there with us. And,
that's just so disturbing that it ends like that.
It is, George. It is. And there's nothing you can do if you break both front legs except beg for a decent last meal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you're down to then.
Yeah.
And, I feel horrible for Abe Bells. You know, of course, anyone who's followed the racing tabloids knows that we dated briefly.
Really?
We did. Yeah. Huh. It was a Roger Clemens, Mindy McCready type thing. she was much younger than I was, obviously.
Right.
And it was one of those celebrity couplings. It was actually Lindsay Lohan's publicist put us up together and notified the paparazzi, and we had our picture taken as we were eating on a sidewalk cafe.
Really?
Yeah. But I lived a very long life. And I did. I did. A long life, and I've seen many horses put down.
Oh yeah, I bet.
And back in the day, it wasn't quite so humane as well.
Oh yeah,
as what Abe Bells got. Yeah.
Well, like what?
Oh, God, George, I've seen so many crazy type methods. They would shoot horses in the head point blank with a cannon.
A cannon.
Yeah, back when I first started.
That's awfully cruel.
Uh-huh. And they would catapult them into ponds filled with crocodiles.
Unnecessary.
And I once, this is, swear to God, truth, I once saw a horse get stabbed to death with a tennis racket.
What?
Because it had a hangnail.
That must have taken a long time.
That's why, still to this day, I won't watch Wimbledon.
Because of that.
Because of that. The fear of the tennis racket, exactly. it was bad back in the day. And that's, I was out, this is an interesting story. I don't know if y'all have time. Are y'all up against it?
No, we're okay. We got time, I guess.
I was out galloping in the meadow one time and by myself. And I sprained my ankle once, and I heard the click of the sniper's rifle up in the trees. So I limped out of there as fast as I could.
So they don't wait around.
No, they'd waste no time, as you saw with Abe Bells.
Right.
They want you dead as soon as possible.
Well, I think it's just they don't want you to suffer. They don't necessarily want you dead.
Yeah, you call that suffering? You're sitting there begging for your life, and they're determined to kill you. I mean, it's not like you're saying, please do me in. You're right. Like, hey, please help me get to whatever feed I got left.
Right.
But it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's
and
a tough
it is.
One, pal.
And it is.
But a great moment for Big Brown, though.
A great moment for Big Brown, and of course we all saw them celebrating, his team celebrating, his owner, and of course that wife of his with them huge jugs. Oh my God, what was with that? So I was certainly enjoying that up there in heaven.
Yeah.
So up in heaven, you still get a kick out of big jugs.
Craig, of course you do. In heaven, everyone has big jugs, even the men's. All right, I got to let you guys go.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you all.
See ya.
All right.
There's Seattle Slew from beyond. It's 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.